Now, Proverbs 19, under focus on verse 11, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. It is his glory to overlook an offence. Well, overlook, this word literally means to pass over. And God deals with sin in a variety of ways. He can demand it. He can, for example, slay Uzzah. Uzzah put out his hand, touched the ark, slew him immediately. Ananias and Sapphira told a lie about how much they'd sold their property for. Probably didn't change the figure hugely to make it still credible. And they were struck down dead. And there are a few, relatively few examples of that in the Bible. Whereas other people, God tolerates, the vast majority of sinners, God tolerates David killing Uriah and so forth. So God can require sin. That's the point of, I think, those references, those historical accounts. God can require sin, and one sin nets death, and that's it. God can atone for sin. He can accept atonement for sin through repentance, through sacrifice, especially the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. He can reconcile with people, and there's a number of words used about different things God does in dealing with sin, and yet another word is that he overlooks sin. And it's the same word that's used here, that it is our glory to overlook an offence. Well, that means that there are things that God simply sees and overlooks. We're told that God deals with sin as a father has compassion upon his child. Well, a father has compassion on his child, not simply by forgiving the child. If the child says, "I'm really sorry, Dad, I did this. Please, will you forgive me?" Sure, because I am such a forgiving father. Especially when children are little, or younger, shall I say, a father deals with the offences against him by overlooking it, by not taking the matter up, by letting it go. And God also does this. He overlooks. And we're asked here to likewise overlook an offence. And that is actually our glory to do that. The strange thing is that the Hebrew word to transgress is the same word translated here to overlook. This is God's response at times to our passing over, to pass over the line into sin. We pass over that line and God passes it over without requiring it, without demanding it. Now, we cannot presume upon that. And as I began by saying, God can, quite rightly, strike someone dead for one sin. But he often overlooks. And this is, in fact, what makes him unique amongst gods. In Micah 7, verse 18, the point is that who is like Yahweh? Yahweh is unique and the only God who overlooks or passes by transgression. All the other gods, in their legalistic way, required atonement, required sacrifice, required every sin and transgression and infringement of ritual to be dealt with. But Yahweh has this unique feature that at times, and I emphasize that because we cannot presume upon this, at times he does overlook. And we are asked here to likewise have this feature to us. It is his glory, the glory of the wise man, to overlook an offense. And Solomon actually repeats this kind of idea in Ecclesiastes, where he says, look, don't pay attention to every bad word that's said about you. That's life. Overlook it. Play on. Now, this is not to say that God turns a blind eye or that God is insensitive or God didn't notice. He noticed, but he chooses to overlook. We're told here that it is our glory to overlook an offense. If we are what Solomon calls the discretion of a man, if we have discretion, if we are the wise man, we are slow to anger because it is our glory to overlook an offence. The idea is that you as a little person, you who consider that you are nothing, insignificant, no big fry in this world, you are there in glory because you overlooked an offence. And in doing so, as I say, you are manifesting God. In fact, I see that we actually have no option in our situation than to overlook offences, because it seems to me that we must forgive without demanding repentance. That is not specifically stated, but what we are told is that we are to forgive as we hope to be forgiven, for we shall be forgiven as we forgive. And you and I will come to the end of our days not having repented of every sin, and yet absolutely confident, I hope, by God's grace, that we shall be saved. And the only way that that can happen is that those sins that we have not repented of, or maybe not realized, are overlooked. Now, the Mosaic Law teaches that sins of ignorance still needed atonement. They are still felt offenses. Just as if somebody sins against you in ignorance, it is still a felt offence. And yet it is our glory to overlook it. Now, that puts a different complexion on our response to such sins. We may just grit our teeth and bear it and think, well, their kid doesn't get it. She doesn't understand. They don't get it, do they? Well, I shall have to just play on, but I certainly wish that they would realise this, and I think that they should be punished and there should be some sort of retribution for what they've done, but it's not in my power to do that, so we shall have to play on. That is not at all the idea of receiving glory by overlooking the offence, by smiling upon it and saying, I overlook it. And so this is our calling, and people often say to me, what can I do? What can I do for God? I want to do something. And they may be in a situation where apparently they cannot do in sort of external terms of service very much. But here is the path to glory. Overlook an offence, because you've all got people in your lives who sin against you and who have sinned against you in the past. Maybe they're dead. Maybe they're living somewhere else now. Maybe you have nothing to do with them, haven't seen or heard a thing about them for 20 years. But all the same, the offence is still felt. Well, here is your glory. Here is your path to glory, to overlook it. As for sure, God has the same policy with you. He overlooks a lot of the things that you and I do. And it is our glory to perceive that and to show that to other people.